Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, our preaching is by Father James Marchanda, a traveling preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the Chicago province in the United States. And it is he whom you have just heard playing the saxophone for our theme music. Father Jimmy's preaching is entitled, A Love Beyond Borders, and the reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
When Peter entered, Cornelius met him, and falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, Get up! I myself am also a human being. Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to God. While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have? He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. This first reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter is a tremendous both setup for the theme of the sixth Sunday of Easter, as well as a defining reading representing what the gospel is calling us to. I have noticed in the last two Sundays of Easter, the fifth Sunday and the sixth Sunday, that there is a major shift going on in what the church is presenting to the people of God who are the church. Both last Sunday and this Sunday, we are being moved from being mere observers of the resurrection to full members of the resurrection. The first four Sundays gave us beautiful stories and highlighted appearances of Jesus to his disciples and showed us how his appearances built their confidence, built their trust, built their understanding, tried to clarify for them what he had preached to them for several years. By the time we get to this sixth Sunday, as last Sunday, we suddenly experience this shift from observing the resurrection to becoming members of the resurrection, responsible members of the resurrection, and making it known to others. It's important for us just to know that the gospel today, John's gospel for this Sunday, is Jesus saying, as the Father has loved me, I love you. Stay in that love. Stay in that love and bear fruit. Love one another. That's the gospel. That and the second reading from first letter of John are all about love. And John just says, basically, whoever is without love does not know God. We need to hear that over and over again. We need to preach that over and over again. Whoever is without love cannot know God. And then setting up those two readings, as well as demonstrating what kind of love both John and Jesus in John's gospel are talking about, is this reading from the Acts of the Apostles. It's a reading that tells us love calls us outside of ourselves. Maybe the most important words at the beginning of this reading are Peter saying, Clearly, God shows no partiality. These chosen people are not the only chosen ones. It's marvelous. Clearly, God shows no partiality. And all of a sudden, he experiences himself in a context of non-Jews, a context of Gentiles. But the Holy Spirit cannot be limited to what human beings try to limit God to. And so we see that they observe the Holy Spirit coming upon Cornelius and his household just as they experienced the Holy Spirit. And we see them saying and being convinced that God's love in Christ for them cannot be contained and cannot be limited to only them. Clearly, God shows no partiality. For me, that demonstrates a love beyond borders. Whether they are physical borders, spiritual borders, religious borders, cultural borders, ethnic borders, we are called to a love beyond borders. The gospel always does that to us, doesn't it? Because it is Christianity. And Christianity is more than a religion. Christianity is a way of life. Christianity is a lifestyle. I love the words of Richard Rohr, the Franciscan author and friar, preacher, founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Richard wrote, "Christianity is a lifestyle, a way of being in the world that is simple, nonviolent, shared, inclusive, and loving. We made it, however, into a formal established religion in order to avoid the demanding lifestyle itself. One could then be warlike, greedy, racist, selfish, and vain at the highest levels of the church, and still easily believe that Jesus is my personal Lord and Savior. The world has no time for such silliness anymore. The suffering on earth is too great." Powerful paragraph of words by Richard Rohr that challenges us to the truth of Christianity, deeper than religion, deeper than a club, deeper than anything that is too narrowly confined or defined about God and God's desire to be infused into the entire world. We are called to a love beyond borders. As Peter was awakened to that love beyond borders in Cornelius and his household, the invitation lies before us this Sunday to awaken ourselves, to wake up to a broader love ourselves, and to ask ourselves, are there people in my life who don't qualify for my love? Are there people in my life who do not qualify for my love? They are the target for this Sunday. They are the target for each and every one of us. What a blessed challenge on this sixth Sunday of Easter.